Good morning and welcome to it. The sun's starting to peek out of the behind all the clouds. Today's the weather we're going to really have to keep an eye on. We've already had a couple of announcements of some of the counties in our wonderful world getting a little bit of flash flood warning. So we're going to definitely keep track of that. Maybe with this weather, Tom will finally get a bath. How you doing, man?
A little tired. Up late last night.
What were you doing?
Had baseball last night, up late. Driving back from Marshfield, saw that fabulous light show to the north of us.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, man.
I was telling Chris this morning.
Major lightning going on.
I guess maybe it's because of where I'm from. I don't know. I have always, as a child, been fascinated with thunderstorms. The lightning, the thunder, the rain, how I have always been fascinated. As a little kid, I used to stand at the screen door. I would open up the front door, which my parents loved having all the air conditioning run out. But I would stand at the front door, open it up, and just stand at the screen door and watch the lightning and the rain and the wind, fascinated by it. How I didn't turn into a meteorologist, I'll never know. I think because it required math.
How you didn't get blown away in one of those hurricanes down there, you don't know either.
You know what? My entire life, I never had to go through much of a hurricane. There were a couple that came close. Until that year where four of them went right through Central Florida, and they went right through my county. Never had a problem with that. And even with those four, relatively safe, relatively lucky.
Did you have a hurricane party?
Is it a hurricane party when every member of your family in the vicinity comes and stays with you?
Sounds like a party.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Drunken brawl.
Yeah, if it hadn't been my sister, probably, but we kept the bottle away from her. Anyway, so it was very interesting. And it's interesting you mentioned that because on the Facebook page this morning, I've put up the top 10 unknown things about hurricanes from the morning show. So go by and take a look at that. Of course, it is Seth Mila, WSAU on Facebook. And by the way, as long as we're talking about that, welcome to Shameless Self-Promotion Wednesday.
Okay.
Are you ready? The number of likes on the Seth Mila WSAU page on Facebook is getting dangerously close to a number that I don't like. All right?
It's 666?
Yes. It's getting very close to a number that I don't like very much. So here's what I'm going to do in order to promote you, the beautiful, talented, groggy morning listener, to go to
embrace the dark side.
Oh gosh, Uncle Bill, it sure would be fun, but no, I don't think so. Shameless Self-Promotion Wednesday. If you go to the Seth Mila WSAU page and click on the like button, now you know this has to be new people. If you've already liked us, you can't unlike us and then like us again. We have ways to
like. You can unlike us, but
That happens occasionally. I will give you a pass to Wausau's 4th of July celebration. It's a beautiful little button.
Oh, the JC celebration at the fairgrounds. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now,
not the JCs anymore, sir.
Was it not?
The City of Wausau committee is taking it over.
Okay.
Well, there it is.
All right. I'm going old school.
Can we try to be accurate, Tom?
All right.
You know, this century.
Well, it's been that. You know, I'm just old school.
We know. We know. No thanks. I don't want a Werther's original early in the morning.
Here, pull my finger.
No. So if you will go online and click the like button on Seth Mila WSAU. Now, it has to be the show page, not my personal page. The show page, Seth Mila WSAU. Then you come by the studio here on Scott Street in Wausau, and downstairs I will have one of these buttons for you. You just ask, say, hey, they'll check, and boom, you get this pass. Now, the question is this button only good for an individual, or is it for an entire family?
I believe it's for an individual.
Let's say you snuck across the border with you and your 27 children. Can you,
I believe it's just for an individual.
Just for an individual.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go with the just for an individual. So those that click the like button get the button, a button for a button. Shameless Promotion Wednesday.
And going back to my referencing something that no longer exists in town, you guys are not from here, so you don't realize this, but you will if you stay here long enough, is that everybody who's everybody who's lived here forever recognizes and refers to stuff by the things they were before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that with a highway around here. Was it 51 or whatever the... there's like 15 different names for it, as far as I've been told.
Well, there are still people that call Wausau Insurance Employers Mutual. There are still people that call the newspaper by the wrong name. I guarantee you, people in your neighborhood refer to the house you live in by the people that lived there two or three times ago.
Yeah,
you know, whoever
so.
Lived there longest.
Sure, sure.
That will be the house that you live in.
People still refer to you as talented.
Gas prices keep going up, but you have things to do, people to see. Public transportation is unsafe and unclean. A bicycle? Really? What, do you want to die? Mopeds have never been cool. A hybrid? You can't afford that. And the new Chevy Volt and its 230 miles per gallon is still a year away. So why not try a reliable mode of transportation that's inexpensive, doesn't destroy the environment, and will get you where you need to go anytime you want to go? Next time you have to run an errand, rediscover a vehicle that's been in use since the dawn of man. Use your feet. Get off your lazy lard ass and walk to the store for a change. Your feet. No driver's license required. No high gas prices. No emissions. Well, some emissions. Your feet. Located at the end of your legs.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.